Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Bangsburg Theater at Bemidji State University, Bemidji, Minnesota. And Bemidji has always been a place where the natural resources and natural world have attracted people. But that natural world has been changed by humans, and now we're left wondering what parts of nature can be saved. And that's the topic of a new book by a Bemidji State University faculty member and author, Dr. Tim Goodwin, who joins us right now.
Thank you.
Tim, you wrote the book, Within These Woods. I really enjoyed it. It's out now through River Feet Press. It's a collection of short essays you wrote about your experiences observing plants and animals. But you really tie those plants and animals to the human experience as well, how they're connected. Talk about that relationship between humans and the natural world.
Well, we feel like we've removed ourselves from nature, and we've concreted over much of where we live. But even in those situations, we are still connected. Every breath we take, we're connected with the natural world.
And a lot of this book is scientific in a way. You observe and you report on what you see over time. But really, it's more spiritual than that in a lot of ways. It really seems like you're getting at the soul of what, you know, what people are on this earth.
It started as a scientific observation of the natural world around me, and but quickly grew into an exploration of what I call my ecological identity, which is really that intersection between the scientific understanding and then the emotional connection and the spiritual connection.
Was there a moment out in nature? Because nature is nothing but moments. You see an animal, you see a bird, you hear a sound, you realize something. Was there a moment that you can remember where this clicked for you?
When I was just old enough to take the canoe out by myself, probably 13. I remember being in the middle of the lake near our cabin, and for whatever reason, it wasn't because I heard it, I looked up, and at that moment, an eagle was passing overhead within feet of my head, but not making a sound, and I was just awestruck by the size of that bird, and that was a turning point for me in that connection, making that first connection.
What can we do? I'm struck by reading the book and hearing you talk. What can we do in this world that's so full of development? What can we do to forge a better relationship with nature?
Well, we certainly have a strained relationship with nature right now. And I think we just need to, the first step is to renew that relationship. And in whatever way you can, make that connection. And for me, that's seeing the connection between all the parts of nature. Not just seeing the individual bits, but seeing those connections.
Well, Tim Goodwin is a professor here at Bemidji State University. He specializes in environmental education. Newest book is Within These Woods. Thanks for joining us, Tim. Really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you. Now,